Hello there, happy Sunday to you. It's Gary Zimek and welcome to day 28 of our 33-day preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Today's show, as a reminder, is a special 15-minute edition. That's what we do on the weekend. Tomorrow, God willing, I will be back with a regular 30-minute show as we get ready to wrap up the final week and march toward total consecration. That's what I was trying to say, which is going to take place on October the 7th. Not too far, just a few days from now. This week we are devoting to looking at the life of Jesus Christ, because that's the way St. Louis de Montfort wanted it. He really wanted us to remember that this devotion, even though we call it total consecration to Jesus through Mary, it's sometimes shortened to total consecration to Mary or Marian consecration. It doesn't end with the Blessed Mother, and St. Louis was very emphatic about that. This devotion ends with Jesus. We are headed toward Jesus. The Blessed Mother gives us to Jesus. We are giving ourselves to her so that she can give us to the Lord. It's really important to understand that. And as we get closer, I'm going to reemphasize some points that I want you to keep in mind. I'm going to explain again what it is we're doing on October the 7th. So don't worry. I'm going to focus more on that. And then when we're finished, after we make our total consecration, I'll wrap up a little bit and give you some ideas about why we did what we did and what happens next. I mean, the obvious logical question is, once we make our total consecration, what do we do? And, you know, you realize that this is important to me, don't you? Because I wouldn't do this. I wouldn't spend 33 days and go right through the weekends each year for 7 years now if I didn't think this was going to change your life, if I didn't think you needed this, if I didn't think this would bring you closer to Jesus. I wouldn't waste my time, or I wouldn't waste your time. So this is amazing. If you've never done it before, your life will change. It might not happen immediately, but it will change over time, and you're going to see a difference. Why? Because Mary will be working. She will be going to work. You give her permission, and boom, she is off to the races. She's going to really do great things in your life. So stay tuned as we head into the big day. As we head toward the big day, I'm going to make sure you understand what it is that we're doing. Let's pray, because we only have 15 minutes today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us this time together to be able to discuss total consecration. Father, we're going to spend the next 12 minutes or so looking at the life of your Son Jesus. Help us through the gifts of your Holy Spirit to be able to better understand the material for today, and help us grow closer to Jesus. And Father, please help us as we continue in the final stages of our total consecration preparation. Help keep our minds focused and let us benefit from all of the material that we're listening to. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. And good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Louis de Montfort, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right. Hope you're enjoying the way that we're doing this total consecration. It's totally different. Nobody does it quite in this manner. And this has just evolved over time. For the first 5 years, I always used a book, and we would switch up the book each year. But last year, I got the idea of, why not just mix and match? Look at some of the great books that are out there and take the material, put it together, compare it to the teaching of St. Louis de Montfort, and make sure that we're doing a good job. This way, you don't have to get tied to a book, because you know what happens? I've done this in the past, and some people have said, well, I want to get the book so I can follow along. And then they would say, well, do I have to listen to you? Well, if you get the book, you don't have to listen to me. But I don't want to just read a book. I want to share with you 7 years of experience that I've had with total consecration, and look to the best of the best preparation materials, because I think I have them all. I want to share the words of wisdom with you from several different sources so that you can best understand the teachings of St. Louis de Montfort on Marian consecration. So that's what we're doing here. If you like what you hear and you want to help help my work to continue, please consider making a contribution so that I can go forward with my ministry. And you do that by going to followingthetruth.com and click on support. Honestly, I've said it a lot this year, and I'm very grateful for the donations I've gotten, but they're down from the past. So if you're able to do it, please know that there's a great need for it. Whatever you can afford, I would greatly appreciate it. Also, if you're able to become a monthly sponsor, that would mean a lot too. And don't forget the Podcast for Warriors. You can find that at podcastforwarriors.com. If you subscribe to that, that helps me keep going too. So let's take a look. Today I'm going to look at the book Consecration to Jesus Through Mary from our friends at myconsecration.org. Again, these are a number of different sources that I'm using. All of them are good in their own right, but they're all different. Jesus has many friends. Now, again, we're on day 28. We're heading toward day 33. That's all we got left. Jesus has many friends. The saying goes, you know a person by his friends. Read the Gospels. Jesus has lots of friends, even though he asks many sacrifices, like leaving their possessions behind. He also enjoys the company of women who love him very deeply, such as the sisters named Martha and Mary, Mary Magdalene, and the holy women of Galilee. He has apostles and disciples who are very loyal except for one. His friends lent him a donkey for Palm Sunday and an upper room for the Last Supper. The apostles ran away, but they felt bad because Jesus was their friend. After the Last Supper, Jesus said, I do not call you servants, I call you friends. What a great favor. Jesus owns everything, and you own nothing. Yet he makes you his friend. The most surprising moment came after Jesus had risen from the dead. Although enjoying eternal glory, he wants Peter's friendship. Three times Jesus asks, do you love me? Jesus wants friends. He especially wants you as his friend. Now I'm going to pause there and let that sink in. Jesus Christ, the God of the universe, wants you as his friend. He wants you as his friend. And you might say, well, I am a friend of Jesus. Well, every time you sin, you're not treating your friend very nicely. That's why we are doing this total consecration, because we want to get even closer to our friend Jesus. We want to become even better friends with him. So much so that we're going to his mom and we're asking her help. We're asking her to help us to grow closer to her son, Jesus. That's how bad we want to be his friend. God saw the problem of loneliness. It is not good for man to be alone. Genesis 1:18. God had a plan. He made Adam realize that he was lonely. He showed Adam all the animals, and Adam realized that none proved to be a suitable partner. When Adam saw Eve, he knew that he had a lifelong friend. We all need friends. Even Jesus needed them. The saints reveal this mystery. Jesus' heart is broken when he is not our best friend. Let me read that again. I want you to think about this. Jesus' heart is broken when he is not our best friend. How does he become our best friend? We have to accept his offer of friendship and grow closer to him. He cannot be our best friend if we don't respond. Friendship goes two ways. That's so critical that we understand. He's not just going to make us his friends, force us to be his friends. He is going to invite us to grow closer to him. You and me, we need to make that choice. Are we serious about this? Do we really want to be friends, good friends, best friends with Jesus? What is a friendship? Every person has inner walls that keep other people outside. Through friendship, a person takes down the walls and allows someone to enter into his life. Jesus wants to be your friend, but you have walls that keep Jesus out of your life. Through true devotion, the walls come down. We call this surrender, and Jesus comes in. St. Teresa of Avila said to her nuns, Jesus has so few friends these days. At least let us be good ones. Four final thoughts from St. Louis de Montfort. You are chosen from thousands to be the friend of Jesus. You must live in pure faith and love for Jesus. Number two, nothing is so necessary, so useful, and so glorious as being a friend of Jesus. Number three, if you are resolved to become friends of Jesus, resolve to drink from the cup from which Jesus drank. Number four, if you are not among the friends of Jesus, you are among the lost. Okay, so I don't really need to add too much to this. We know the deal. We know what has to happen. We are taking steps to become closer friends of Jesus, aren't we? And that's what we're trying to do here. And that's the point of this week. And I think if you would ask me what one point, one takeaway you can get from today, I would say it's that Jesus desperately wants to be your best friend. Are you willing to say yes? And let's not look at this in a figurative sense. Let's not look at this as just some mushy sentiment. This is legit. He wants to be your friend. He wants to be your best friend. Are you going to take him up on his offer? Now, that desire is enough. You might say, yeah, I want to, but I just don't know what I'm going to do because I'm such a sinner. I try to be his friend, but it doesn't work. This is why you are making total consecration, because you're going to go to his mom and your mom, because they're the same person. He gave us his mom to share. We got the same mom. She can help us to become friends with him. So let's keep that in mind as we head forward in this total consecration. And God willing, I plan to be back with you tomorrow. Let me know if you have any questions. You can always email me through my website, followingthetruth.com. Also, while you're there, again, the support, I'm not going to mention it too many more times, but if you could help me out. Generally, I get my largest audiences when we do this total consecration. I know we have some new listeners here. If you like what you hear and you say, hey, I'd like to help somebody else, maybe go through total consecration next year. Well, I'm only going to be able to do it if I can keep my ministry going. It's tough right now. After close to 6 years, I am really running on empty right now. Got the fumes going, but we're still moving forward. But you can make all the difference. So if you could, please consider going to followingthetruth.com and clicking on support and making a financial contribution, either becoming a monthly sponsor or make a one-time donation. Again, I thank you for that. I ask you also to consider purchasing some Mystic Monk coffee through the website or subscribing to the Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled podcast. Any of these things you do, that helps me to keep going financially. Boy, it's not fun asking for money. It really isn't, but I love Jesus, and he's given me this mission, and I don't know when it'll end, but I don't want it to be because I didn't do the best that I could. So it's up to me to swallow my pride and to ask you to help me. You know, it's just not an easy thing, but I thank you for listening because I see the numbers. The numbers are good, and I'm very grateful to have you here. If you can't give, I understand. Please say a prayer for me. I would greatly appreciate that. But if you are able to give, that's part of God's providence. So you can be an active part of God's providence to keep my ministry alive. So please consider that, followingthetruth.com. All right, I'm going to take off now. Remember, the Lord is always with you. Make sure you turn around, say hi, and tell him that you want to be his friend. Until we meet again, this is Gary Zimak thanking you for listening, and I look forward to being with you next time. God bless. The Gary Zimak Show is a Following the Truth production. Our theme music is Sunshine by Kevin MacLeod. It's licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Find out more by going to incompetech.com. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.